World Cup euphoria, streaming crashes, and a pop star rebukes the White House. The United States opened the World Cup with a 4-1 rout of Paraguay, delivering sporting drama alongside unexpected political theater. Senator Marco Rubio and California Governor Gavin Newsom shared a VIP box, a bipartisan tableau striking in its contrast to the sharp partisan divisions that characterize most public interactions between prominent Republicans and Democrats. Fox analyst Alexi Lalas dubbed Trump the soccer president as the tournament began, an informal title, notable given that soccer has traditionally held less currency among Trump's core supporters than American football or baseball. The opening night's triumph was tempered by widespread technical failures as streaming platforms crashed worldwide under simultaneous global demand. The outages highlighted live sports' singular capacity to overwhelm modern internet infrastructure and raised pointed questions about the value proposition of platforms that have invested billions in sports rights but cannot reliably deliver games to viewers, potentially driving some audiences back to traditional broadcast television. Singer Ariana Grande publicly rebuked the White House for using her song Bye in an Immigration and Customs Enforcement video featuring arrest footage, calling the use barbaric, inhumane, heinous nonsense. The White House subsequently removed the track. The episode illustrates how social media has given artists direct and immediate recourse against unauthorized political use of their work, compressing what might previously have been weeks-long disputes into rapid public pressure campaigns. Crews have begun removing President Trump's name from the Kennedy Center, reversing recognition previously accorded to him, and reflecting changed institutional dynamics in Washington's cultural establishment. The removal is considered symbolically significant, in part because institutional decisions of this kind tend to reflect longer-term cultural judgments that outlast any single political administration.